Hachette Audio presents The Vampires of Manhattan. Written by Melissa De La Cruz. Read by McLeod Andrews. Dedication. From Margie Stoll. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Thank you, my friend. Hell's Bells. The present Sunday to Friday. Never sin to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. John Donne. Chapter 1. Omens. The alarm went off like an air raid siren at midnight, and the hand that shot out of the bed slammed the snooze button so hard the side table shook. Half an hour later, Araminta Scott jumped out from underneath the blankets, kicking off the covers and cursing loudly. She dreamed she was late for work again, and she was right. That wasn't the snooze button she'd hit. She scrambled into her clothes, putting on a worn black sweater over her thin black tank top, grabbing a pair of black jeans from the pile on the floor, and pulling them up over her skinny hips. She ran to the sink, splashed water on her face, finger-combed her platinum bangs, and smoothed the soft, shorn hair at the back of her neck as she met her dark, baleful eyes in the mirror. Ara wiped her hands and face on her lone, grungy gray towel and took a rueful glance at the squalor that was her home. The nest of sheets, half-empty Chinese food containers on the kitchen counter, dust balls that seemed to be growing out of the walls like a cozy gray fungus. She should really clean this place once in a while, or take a shower.